So I got shot in Panyagol, mm-hmm. where I sustained these wounds, the one in my arm, and then the breaking of all my molars and teeth. So what you see here is an artificial teeth.
Ah, okay. So you had to put like artificial after the...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alright. So now tell us, why did you decide to come back to school after those many years out of school?
I think it is it's very important to fulfill what you have started. Mm. You have to finish it. Because I cannot stay in the institution, it's just year by year. I must complete what I had started.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, even if my health can allow, mm-hmm. I continue to do another more further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my interest to see into it that I finish it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
66 years.
You know, a lot of people will definitely say, as an old person, maybe there's no need for you going back to school. Mm. And probably have a family, so...
Yeah. Anyway, in regard to education, there is no limit of education. Not even age.
Mm-hmm.
If you are able to walk and you are able to see,
mm-hmm.
then it depends on how you feel looking at it. But with education,
mm-hmm.
there is no age. If you have an interest of doing, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, what I was trying to do,
mm-hmm.
I want to show to the way to the young ones that
mm-hmm.
being young, you have to use that age. If you are bypass.
Mm-hmm.
your age without utilizing it properly, then you will be in problems in the future.
Okay.
The same thing with the elderly, anybody who is able to see and can walk.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good to continue,
mm-hmm.
unless if you are engaged in other things.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is a little time that you can spare, you can use it.
Yeah.
Because education all the time begin to refresh your mind,
mm.
and then you begin to feel different.
Yeah.
You can even see new things that when you are staying idle, you will not see them.
That's
but when you are learning, then you begin to get more information all the time,
mm-hmm.
until you look like a young man.
Okay.
When I was graduating, I was just making sense of the young man. But when isolated alone, people will see an old man. But among them, I was also like...
You were the oldest among all of them.
Yeah, I think so, maybe. But there are other older ones.
Did that really make you like feel proud that you accomplished something in a different age compared to the other?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I even feel relief now because I have finished, I have accomplished it.
Okay.
And if I'm able to climb another ladder,
mm-hmm.
I can also... try to do another one than this.
Okay.
It is only my health condition which may not allow me to do so, but when if I am healthy,
mm-hmm.
I will try to pursue another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you study?
I study in education.
Education. Mm-hmm.
Specializing in geography and history.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you planning to do with your degree now that you have it?
I think it's nothing to do with it, because I'm already an official. If it means that education make you to be an official in any institution,
mm-hmm.
then I have been already in an official without this.
Right.
So it is just only to follow this, to at least to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
If I can do either higher diploma or master's, then I can do it. That is step. If possible, it can get finished, and I am still alive and healthy, then maybe I may also continue to do another thing.
Ah, okay.
So
what are some of the challenges that you went through? Because I understand maybe like 30 years ago and the education system that we have right now, there is a bit of difference. So What are some of the challenges you encounter for the last 2-3 years you went back to the university?
Yeah, there are a lot. Essentially, in the beginning, I had a lot of challenges because the system was not the same as our former system. This now is the digital system, whereby people can even access internet, then you can make research within that and they work online and all this. But during our time, we were referred to a particular or particular books within the library. Then you go and make your own research. You go and look in that book, collect your notes and all this. But now things are just found here in the internet. You get them, you open it, and then you start. If you want to write, you can write.
Yeah.
So that one gave me a hard time because anybody who may be an internet illiterate, you will have difficulties. But I was actually shown to access my things within the telephone and all this. And I tried to cope up. From the beginning, it was very difficult, but when I was in these 2 years, starting with the first semester, I think I'm on the second semester, I begin to improve, to cope up with the young ones until I reach semester 8.
Okay.
And finally, I got finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, for the young people, what would you love to tell them, like the young generation?
The young generation, I would like to tell them that you know, Southern Sudan belong to them. It is no longer a part of any other country, but is an entity of its own. Which means, up to now, up to this level now, the generation has to study well so that they get information about their own country. For this country, nobody knows whether the war is finished or not finished. We don't know.